We're everywhere you are.
Thank you for being there.
WVOX Worldwide.
This is the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. We have a special guest coming up on the line, but first, here's John.
Why, thanks, Jack. Our special guest is author Larry Bond, who's written past books, Vortex, Cauldron, and The Enemy Within, and he has a brand new book coming out. Larry is a former naval intelligence officer and a warfare analyst who has a great knowledge of anti-submarine and submarine technology. And Larry, your new book just came out today, Red Dragon Rising, Blood of War. Seems very interesting to me because it presents a situation where China decides to be more aggressive in Southeast Asia, and America comes to the aid of a country that we've had a spotty history with in the past. Tell our audience a little bit about the book.
Well, the dynamic was great. The idea of us having to help a former enemy from a larger, more immediate enemy was something we just thought worked really well as a story. China is, in the real world, being very aggressive about South China Sea, claiming islands and waters that it says have been since the medieval times, and of course that water happens to run right up to everybody else's national boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some issues that need to be resolved, but the Chinese are being very aggressive about it, and we didn't have to work very hard to come up with a scenario where they're grabbing that territory and then invading Vietnam to enforce that, and also for food, for resources, which their economy, which is growing like crazy, really needs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something in there that I found really interesting. You present a situation where China has state-of-the-art technology, and generally in the past it hasn't been thought that the Chinese have had the latest and greatest in terms of military hardware. What led you to position them in that way?
Well, it's up until about, the early 1990s, the Chinese were producing the newest obsolete equipment around. The stuff was 30 years out of date. And when they saw what we did in Desert Storm, running rings around Saddam, and when they saw us operating in Bosnia with stealth aircraft and coming out with absolutely no casualties, they realized that the old numbers versus quality thing had been resolved. Quality could become its own quantity. I mean, they simply couldn't move as fast as we could, so it didn't matter how many guys they had. And after that, they went to the Russians, they went to other people, and got a lot of technology. They're not as good as the current line of Western gear, but they've advanced at least a generation.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe instead of being 30 years out of date, they're 15 or 20 years out of date. Still, that works well when everybody else in Asia has stuff not as good as the Chinese,
right?
And they're building it in large numbers. They've got a lot of. They could give us a hard fight, whereas before we could have, as long as we were careful, walked in and done what we needed to do without suffering too many casualties. And that changes the dynamic a lot.
And, Larry, great to have you on our show again. Tell our audience, if you would, just about how you got into writing these military novels. You have a long background from your days in the Navy.
Oh, well, that's a... I've always loved wargaming as a hobby. History, and bought the old SPI games, a lot of other stuff. The Navy saw that and sent me to a place called Center for Naval Analyses, where they think deep thoughts. How many carriers will we need in 20 years? Show your work. And while I was there, I wrote a war game called Harpoon. And a insurance agent in rural Maryland named Tom Clancy bought a copy of Harpoon and used it as a data source for one of his many books, along with many other books that he wrote or read, when he wrote Hunt for Red October. And so he wrote a letter to me with some questions, which is why I always answer my mail. And we became good friends, and I worked as his apprentice, basically, on Red Storm Rising, learning the trade from the master, so to speak. And then I struck out on my own. I've been peddling like crazy ever since, but if you're going to learn from Tom Clancy.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Jack's got a question for you.
Yeah, Larry.
Canada told me that you were worked in naval intelligence. Actually, my father was in naval reserves and for 20 years and worked in naval intelligence. So what was it like working in naval intelligence?
Oh, well, I was in the naval reserve part of naval intelligence as well. I worked first for the naval, what they now call NISC, and back then it was called NIS, Naval Investigative Service, working on counterterrorism and counterintelligence topics. And it was fascinating stuff. Before that, the stuff I did at the Center for Naval Analyses involved a lot of what would be called classical intelligence work, where you're fusing information from different sources and trying to make an estimation of what the enemy or the opposition, potential opposition, might come up with. A lot of threat-based analysis type of stuff.
And we're talking with author Larry Bond. His new book, Red Dragon Rising, Shadows of War, is available on Kindle as of tomorrow, I found out.
Mm-hmm.
And a great great writer. Now, Larry, one of the topics that we hear of that you bring up in your book is that the U.S. Navy is starting to shift resources towards the Pacific to address the threat of some of the risks, China in particular. We've seen the submarine USS Texas assigned to the Pacific, as well as a brand-new Arleigh Burke destroyer, the USS Michael Mullen, is now based at Pearl Harbor. Tell us a little bit about why the Navy might want to have more ships in the Pacific than it might have had in the past.
Well, if we, God forbid, we actually get into some sort of a war with China, what we'd most likely be doing is backing up U.S. allies in the region, Korea, Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines. All these countries are bordering or have dealings with China on disputed territories. And if China pushes on them too hard, we'll back them up. Now, we've been emphasizing ground combat for so long in Iraq and Afghanistan that I won't say our naval forces have suffered, but if we do fight China, about the last thing we're going to be using are ground troops, hopefully. So we've got to think in terms of naval and air forces and beefing those up, first of all, moving more units in there, and then looking at ways of improving the ones we have and making sure that the new ones can meet the new threat.
That's an interesting question you present, Larry, because I know that the Navy right now is looking at a difficult situation in terms of aircraft carriers. The big deck aircraft carriers, I understand, we're about two down from what we're supposed to have. How is that, do you think, going to play out in terms of the real world scenario?
It's going to have an effect. The timing will matter a lot. Normally, we only keep about a third of our carriers forward deployed. And if we have nine carriers worldwide, that means one or two at most in the Pacific. That's a little thin. The Chinese are building a carrier, the Liaoning, but, well, she's finished and she's in the water, but she's only really a developmental ship. She isn't as fast as a full fleet carrier, and her air group is still very inexperienced. They just had the first landing aboard Liaoning a few months ago. So they've got years before they're even going to be able to call Liaoning an operational carrier. We need to do things, though, to get our air strength and our carrier forces beefed up in that region.
Now, Larry, we're talking with Larry Bond, author, Navy veteran. I had a chance a few years ago to hear a presentation that former President Bill Clinton made about addressing the question of the 21st century, and he brought up the role of China, that it would become a major commerce factor in the world and possibly a military factor. Is that something that's inevitable, that China is going to become a military factor in the world?
Well, they already are, and their role is changing. Up until recently, they understood how obsolete their gear was, and they thought in very defensive terms. They had hundreds of missile boats, small submarines, fighter aircraft to protect themselves. And the idea was anybody who got too close would have to go through this belt of defenses to get to them. Now they're thinking more in terms of power projection. First, because of the resources in the South China Sea that they're trying to claim, and they have to be able to match that with firepower if they're going to try and support that claim. And then beyond that, to what they call the second ring, where maybe the Sea of Japan and the further out, where they want to be able to control those waters. Their role is changing and growing. We are already involved with China economically. I can't imagine two countries who are more tightly integrated, with them holding a lot of our debt, with us buying stuff from them, them buying stuff from us. Heaven forbid we go to war. It would wreck both economies.
Absolutely.
And the Chinese understand that. They are not eager to involve us in a conflict because it would hurt them as badly as it hurt us.
Well, we always say when you do business with countries, it can prevent military confrontation sometimes. But, Larry, thank you so much for calling in. Larry Bond, I would look forward to hearing and seeing Red Dragon Rising, Shadows of War, available on Kindle tomorrow, and your future military thrillers that you're going to be producing.
Well, thank you, guys. Ken, Jack, it was a lot of fun.
And okay, talk soon.
Larry, I got to tell you, I love the title, the name of your title character, Major Zeus Murphy. That's a name.
We had a lot of fun coming up with that name, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm glad you like it. I'll tell Jim DeFleece that as well. He gets at least half the credit.
Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Thanks, Larry. You've been listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. Don't forget Sunday's Army-Navy basketball game at West Point. That's at 12 noon. And we also thank today's special guest, author Larry Bond, whose new book, Red Dragon Rising, has just come out and is available at Amazon. Until next week, remember to thank a veteran.